Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Boston Scientific Corporation, ticker BSX, a major player in the medical device industry. If you're looking to understand whether this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio, stick around because we're breaking down everything from financials to recent performance and even their intrinsic value. Let's get started. So what's the big picture with Boston Scientific? These guys are a global leader in developing and manufacturing medical devices used in interventional medical specialties. Think cardiology, endoscopy, urology, and more. They've been around since 1979, headquartered in Marlborough, Massachusetts, and they employ over 53,000 people worldwide. Their mission? Transform lives through innovative medical solutions. And with a market cap hovering around $89 billion, they're a heavyweight in the healthcare sector. Let's dig into what makes this company tick. A little more on their background. Boston Scientific operates in two main segments, MedSurg and cardiovascular. MedSurg covers things like endoscopy and urology devices, while cardiovascular is their bread and butter, focusing on heart-related solutions like stents, pacemakers, and electrophysiology products. They're not just a U.S. story either. Their reach spans globally, with a significant presence in both domestic and international markets. Under the leadership of CEO Michael Mahoney, they've been pushing hard on innovation and acquisitions to stay ahead in a competitive field. Now, let's see how their numbers stack up. Jumping into their revenue analysis, Boston Scientific has shown impressive growth over recent years. In 2025, their full-year revenue hit $20.07 billion, up from $16.75 billion in 2024. That's a solid jump of nearly 20%. Breaking it down by segment for 2025, cardiovascular brought in $13.27 billion, making up the lion's share, while MedSurg contributed $6.83 billion. Geographically, the U.S. market was their powerhouse, with $12.86 billion, while non-U.S. regions added $7.20 billion. This balance shows they're not overly reliant on one market, which is a good sign for stability. Their consistent revenue growth signals strong demand for their products, especially in high-growth areas like cardiovascular health. Now let's talk earnings. For Q1 2026, Boston Scientific reported solid results, with organic sales growth and earnings per share meeting expectations. Their full-year 2025 EPS came in at $1.96, a significant increase from $1.26 in 2024, showing they're not just growing revenue, but also improving profitability. However, there's a bit of a cloud on the horizon. Management recently cut their full-year 2026 guidance, citing some headwinds, particularly in the U.S. electrophysiology market. Despite this, their core businesses remain strong, and they beat sales estimates in Q1 2026. The key takeaway? They've got momentum, but there are some near-term challenges to watch. Diving deeper into their latest earnings call from Q1 2026, management highlighted a few critical points. They noted robust organic growth across most segments, driven by innovation and strong market adoption of their newer products. However, they were candid about weaker demand in the U.S. electrophysiology space, which contributed to the lowered guidance for the year. Still, they emphasized their long-term strategy, focusing on expanding their product pipeline and penetrating emerging markets. They're confident that despite short-term hiccups, their investments in R&D and strategic acquisitions will keep driving growth over the long haul. It's a mixed bag, but their transparency and focus on innovation are reassuring. Let's break down their financial statements to get a clearer picture. On the income side, Boston Scientific's gross profit margin for 2025 was a healthy 69%, and their net profit margin stood at 14.4%, showing they're efficient at turning revenue into actual earnings. Their balance sheet looks solid too, with total assets at $43.67 billion in 2025, up from $39.4 billion the prior year. Cash on hand is decent at $1.97 billion, though their debt-to-equity ratio of 0.51 indicates they're carrying a moderate level of debt, something to keep an eye on. Looking at cash flow, they generated $4.53 billion from operations in 2025, with free cash flow at $3.66 billion. That's a strong sign they've got the liquidity to reinvest in growth or weather any storms. Overall, their financial health is robust, though managing debt will be key as interest rates fluctuate. So is Boston Scientific overvalued or a bargain? Let's look at their valuation metrics. Their current price-to-earnings ratio, based on trailing 12 months, is around 33, which is on the higher side compared to the industry average of about 37 for medical device companies. Their price-to-sales ratio is 4.76, suggesting the market is pricing in a lot of future growth. Looking at forward PE estimates, analysts project a drop to around 20.7 for 2025 and even lower to 18.6 for 2026, indicating the stock could become more reasonably valued if earnings grow as expected. At a current price of about $59.95, it's not screaming cheap, but it's not wildly overpriced either, especially given their growth trajectory. Let's do a quick SWOT analysis to weigh the pros and cons. Starting with strengths, Boston Scientific has a stellar track record of innovation, consistently rolling out cutting-edge medical devices. Their cardiovascular segment is a powerhouse, and their global footprint diversifies revenue streams. On the weakness front, recent guidance cuts signal potential softness in key markets like U.S. electrophysiology, and their moderate debt load could be a drag if rates rise. Opportunities. Aging populations and rising demand for minimally invasive procedures play right into their wheelhouse. Plus, emerging markets offer untapped potential. Threats include intense competition from rivals like Medtronic and Intuitive Surgical, regulatory hurdles, and ongoing legal challenges tied to securities fraud lawsuits mentioned in recent news. Balancing these factors, they've got a strong foundation, but need to navigate some choppy waters. Looking at recent performance, Boston Scientific stock has had a rough go lately. Over the past month, it's down 18.2%, and over 6 months, it's dropped nearly 30%. That's a steep pullback, likely tied to the lowered guidance and broader market sentiment in healthcare. However, over a five-year horizon, it's up an impressive 90.3%, showing long-term investors have been rewarded. On the chart, we're seeing the stock hover around $59.95, well below its highs from earlier periods. There's potential for a short-term bounce if sentiment shifts, but the trend is undeniably bearish right now. If you're considering a position, timing and a longer-term outlook will be critical. Now let's try to pin down an intrinsic value for Boston Scientific using a discounted cash flow approach. We're factoring in their historical free cash flow, which was $3.66 billion in 2025, and projecting growth based on their recent revenue trends and industry outlook. Assuming a conservative discount rate of 10% and a terminal growth rate of 3%, we can model their future cash flows over a five-year period. Their strong operating cash flow and reinvestment in R&D suggests sustained growth, though we'll temper expectations given recent guidance cuts. After running the numbers, the intrinsic value per share comes out to around $92.36 based on some pre-generated models compared to the current price of $59.95. This suggests the stock might be undervalued, offering a potential margin of safety for long-term investors. However, keep in mind that DCF models are sensitive to assumptions, and with headwinds in their guidance, there's some uncertainty baked in. Still, this gap between intrinsic value and market price could signal an opportunity if you believe in their long-term story. Wrapping it all up, Boston Scientific is a compelling player in the medical device space with strong fundamentals and a history of innovation. Their revenue and earnings growth are impressive, though recent guidance cuts and stock price declines highlight near-term risks. Valuation-wise, there's potential upside if they execute on their long-term strategy, but competition and legal issues are worth monitoring. For long-term investors, this could be a name to watch, especially if the price stays depressed. What do you think? Bullish or bearish on BSX? Drop your thoughts in the comments. Smash that like button if you found this analysis helpful. And don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll catch you in the next one.